Steve Jobs steps down. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 2.5 Men will go on without Charlie Sheen. But what happens to Apple without Steve Jobs? He'll stay on as chairman, but for Apple worshippers, and that's what they are, life just got a little more scary. I'm a PC person, but I will admit to being envious, because while I spent countless hours searching the Microsoft knowledge base for some obscure printer driver, my Apple friends could just wiggle their fingers and create a Rembrandt. I was kind of proud of myself for learning to troubleshoot computer crashes, but then I would see technophobic friends with no clue how a computer actually worked tap their iPhone, and in 10 minutes, a half-price pizza shows up. PC people like me tend to sneer at Apple people because Apple people are so sanctimonious. They see themselves as a kind of chosen race. But what really troubles us is that they might be right. I have a tablet PC which was designed to mimic the iPad, but it's like having a computer with arthritis, and I would never show it off to a friend. People with Apples are always showing them to friends, downloading a movie, finger-picking an on-screen banjo, adopting a pet, mapping every place they've been for the past month, touch, pinch, sweep, voila. And it doesn't just work, it dances effortlessly, and that's because of Steve Jobs. A PC is a computer, but an Apple is a companion. Engineering in the service of art. And so I tip my hat to you, sir, and I do it realizing that if I just had an iPhone, I could have used the Hat Tip app. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.